Timeless, Chapter 5, Accelerated Adjustments. Your Highness, a royal guard remarked, holding out a sheet of parchment for Luna as she waited for a few petitioners during the night court.
Ah, Excellence, thank you.
Luna's voice drifted off as she read the report.
What?
The guard quailed slightly, Luna waving a hoof dismissively with a sigh.
I apologize, I was not expecting such disturbing results. You are free to go, and thank you for the prompt news.
The guard trotted out of the throne room, leaving Luna to sag on the throne, her two loyal guards, Dancing Iron and Spear Note, looking at each other.
That bad?
Dancing asked, prompting a sigh from the alicorn.
That bad. To use a certain element of Harmony's exclamation, however dramatic, this is truly the worst possible thing.
Luna replied, letting out a huff.
We were lucky that night, 1 week ago.
She said softly, prompting her guards to nod in agreement.
No, not us lucky. If not for shifting, we all may not be alive. Oh, speaking of which...
Luna gestured to Iron briefly.
Can you please summon him? It's best if he hears this report too. After all, he's hopefully our solution to this issue.
Your presence has been requested, sir.
The royal guard remarked to shifting, the unicorn stallion setting aside a water bottle that was nearly empty, the result of running for an hour.
Oh? Lead the way.
Shifting replied, a pleasant burn running through his limbs. A week of meditation and brutal combat exercises had done wonders for acclimatizing to his situation. While the mood swings were still there, they had finally begun to lessen. He had removed himself almost completely at first, not trusting his own words among others, let alone Luna. He didn't want to lose a friend to a rash outburst, yet he now had finally begun to feel normal, if there was such a thing for his condition. The audience of Thestrals each night had swelled to about 30, many coming and going to watch his workout routines like a late-night theater. He didn't mind it, for it was easy to lose himself in the workout, and any stage fright had long since been burned out hundreds of years ago. What Shifting did find interesting was that Luna always poked her head in to watch such training, even if it was briefly.
I wonder if she'd like to spar sometime.
The stallion grinned as he was led to the throne room, not bothering to put on his armor. It was in the middle of Luna's night court time, something Shifting had begun to realize was unusually open.
I suppose ponies still fear her in her way. Understandable, but odd.
Ah, Shifting, good. Now we can continue.
Luna remarked as the stallion sat down in front of the two familiar guards.
Continue what, Your Highness?
Shifting asked, then noticed a parchment levitated by the Night Princess.
A report concerning our guards. Your new task has arrived. We thought it was best for you to hear it, and we have not read beyond the initial proclamation, which was rather dire.
Shifting nodded as Luna then sighed. Wings drooping slightly, she read and relayed the message, the alicorn's demeanor seeming to age a decade in but just a moment.
The top ranks of my guards have been completely removed. The two here are the highest-ranking night guards at the moment, and it appears that Knife's attempt was one of what should have been many.
Luna said, prompting Shifting's eyes to narrow.
If she failed, a separate isolated group among the guard was to try again, and so on and so forth until they succeeded. The ponies in question weren't even Thestrals, merely disguised as such. A full two-thirds of my guards have been completely purged, and furthermore, they clearly had connections outside the guard, meaning that this is still an ongoing threat.
A multi-cell terrorist group? Unusual, but not impossible.
The two guards looked at each other in shock, then back to Luna, who could only stare at the parchment as Shifting stayed silent.
Wait, so the entire Night Guard currently is made up of...
Dancing piped up.
You two and a bunch of new recruits. The traitors saw to it that the only ones recruited for some time were loyal to them.
Luna hissed, massaging her temples.
How could I have missed this? To have so many of my guards. Oh, Princess, please don't.
Iron rumbled, head shaking slowly.
You have a kingdom to run and a realm to patrol. It's logical for you to miss such things. We lived among these ponies for years and suspected nothing. If anything, we bear the brunt of this failure.
Luna smiled, the loyal Thestral's words easing the guilt that had begun to grow in her heart.
How about a deal? We will not try to focus on our guilt, if thou will do the same for yourselves.
The two bat ponies nodded, smiling slightly as they glanced to Shifting, the stallion having easily been forgotten as he remained silent the entire time.
Shifting, do you have any remarks?
Luna asked, noticing the pony's ears snap to attention.
If you wish. I did not think it was my place to offer such things.
Shifting said, appearing a bit confused. His words prompted a slight huff from Luna, who levitated the parchment over to him.
You are, for all intents and purposes, a drill sergeant for my night guard. I believe that there is plenty that you have to offer, and we would hope that you do so now and in the future. I simply did not expect such extensive traitorous actions, let alone how insidious and deeply that they ran.
Shifting nodded slowly, eyes scanning over the parchment. His demeanor seemed to change slightly, the unicorn almost sitting at attention as the pony let out a soft hiss.
This is a severe blow to security. I don't like this one bit. Okay, it is disturbing news, but not surprising. Your guards are correct. You couldn't have foreseen this.
Shifting began, still looking over the report.
This was an extensive and well-thought-out effort by a few dissidents, and the threat indeed does remain. But I fear that they will try for other softer targets now that you are aware of the threat.
Celestia, maybe, but others? But what do they want? There's no ransom like in the days of old, and no territory to be gained. I am aware that warfare has changed since my return, but this is different.
Luna muttered.
They wish to spread chaos, it would seem. To sow discontent and anarchy. Killing one of the rulers of a nation would do such a thing. So, perhaps it's at the whim of another nation, or one who could benefit from such strife and chaos.
The ex-knight remarked slowly, his tone then shifting. The room seemed to grow a bit colder as Shifting looked up to the guards and then to Luna, his eyes radiating nothing but caution.
I know these types of creatures. Ponies. Some creatures just want to laugh as the world descends into madness. And when enough of such individuals work together, you get this result. I would recommend...
His words trailed off, prompting Luna to gesture with a hoof.
Continue. You are about as close to an expert on this sort of thing as far as I know.
I suppose I am. I would recommend adding screening of the remaining guards, including deep magical scans for buried arcane triggers. I wouldn't put it past such creatures to embed a mind control spell into even the most loyal of guards.
Shifting continued, nodding as he spoke. His tone bore the determination and assurance of one who is speaking from experience rather than mere book knowledge.
Of course, I will gladly submit to such scans. Furthermore, I would recommend reinstating an organization comparable to Princess Celestia's Legionnaires. Until the Night Guard is back to full strength, it would be best to assemble a group of trusted and elite individuals for your own protection. And then, work out from there.
Luna's eyes seemed to sparkle with eagerness at his words, but the stallion continued unfazed, not entirely sure why she seemed so pleased at his words.
I am still adjusting to the emotional swings, but I believe that I can start training the new recruits if no creature else can. You don't have time to wait for me to fully recover. If 2/3 of your guard were indeed compromised, then I can assure you that there are at least 4 times that number spread throughout the world with that same goal.
His sobering words caused Dancing and Iron to look at each other, a pit of unease growing in their stomachs.
Thank you, Shifting Sands, for your recommendations.
Luna said, taking a deep breath and nodding to herself.
As unsettling as they may be, I fear that you speak the truth. I will send the Night Guard manual to you tonight so that you may have some time to prepare for your training within the next few days, if that is permissible.
Oh, it is. The first steps are evaluating their physical condition, which is easy enough to train and instruct.
Shifting replied, then paused briefly.
Your Highness, if I may be so bold, how much authority are you giving me to ensure that your guards are up to par?
As much as you need,
was Luna's immediate reply, prompting Shifting's eyebrows to raise.
Assuming, of course, you pass the enhanced examination and are comfortable with such.
Shifting's only reply was to bow, a rather eager grin sliding onto his features.
I am honored, Princess. Would it be too forward to request such an examination tomorrow, so that I may begin training the recruits as soon as possible? I'll begin reviewing the manual at once, with your leave.
Luna nodded, waving a hoof as the stallion turned back to trot to his quarters. However, Shifting could have sworn that an equally eager grin was twitching at the alicorn's mouth.
Sweet burning moons, this is embarrassing.
Shifting muttered, smacking his head onto the large tomb dictating the Night Guard's requirements. He had spent most of the night yesterday and half of this day poring over the manual, which left him more than a bit confused.
Seriously? Minimal combat training? Focus on immobilization? I suppose that the Lunar Knights were true warriors, but this is nothing more than training them to be—
To be what, Shifting Sands?
Luna asked, knocking on the slightly open door and prompting the stallion's ears to perk up. He bowed his head in greeting and then winced.
Luna. I'm apparently more out of touch with the card curriculum than I thought.
You have the same reaction that I had when learning of such things. The cards are not what they used to be, and it makes sense in a way.
Luna mused, sitting down and then... blushing?
Apologies, may we intrude on your studies?
Shifting's head tilted, not entirely sure what she meant by that, but nodding all the same.
I don't see how you could ever be an intrusion, but of course. And please, may I ask of how it makes sense? I think I have an idea, but it may help put my thoughts in order.
Luna nodded, gesturing to the large manual with a shrug of her wings.
With the elements of harmony, villains previously defeated by spell or sword are turned to our side. This is a much more preferable victory than the alternative. Until they came about, my sister ruled with such alternative means for a millennium. Now that we are at peace, we've trained our guards for years to utilize less lethal methods. Were you saying that we were training them to be, say, glorified police ponies?
The Alicorn couldn't help but smile in remembrance of the past warriors and standards.
In a sense, I suppose. That is accurate, but only in terms of duties. They are of a much higher caliber than those in towns, but are for more formality more often than not. However, they are still soldiers and nonetheless must be ready for such eventualities. The rare threats that do require anything more permanent in nature are usually delegated to my sister's legionaries, as it is not the responsibility of royal or night guards to do so. I have mused over reinstating my Lunar Knights for some time, and this may be that moment. While combat is an integral part of guard training, it is rarely lethal in nature, as you have likely read.
Shifting nodded as she spoke, of tapping in thought.
I've got my work cut out for me. Dozens of guards that need a bit of sandpaper and steel to get them into proper shape.
Will that be an issue? Teaching largely less than lethal capacities to the guard? There are only a few techniques that dictate lethal force, and your previous position was comparable to that of a legionnaire. You...
Luna's words drifted off, tone then becoming a bit more unsure.
You are more hardened than the majority of Pony Shifting Sands. These guards will likely never raise a spear against the threat, yet must be prepared to do so. The brutality of war is something that they must be exposed to, but only just. You are not training them to occupy your previous position, Shifting.
The stallion's eyes drifted to the floor, the unicorn nodding slowly.
I understand, Luna. It is going to be difficult because that is how I've lived for so long, but I will do my utmost to temper my expectations and such to conform to these requirements. Of that, I promise.
I can only imagine training 100+ guards has got to be a pain in the ass. But if it's lower than that, then I guarantee that he's probably going to be able to do it with flying colors. I hope. Anyway, let's get on to our exceptional donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coldhard, J Tin Man, Darkside, Gauntlet, and Only One Thing. Zarsex30, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Magazine, CrazyKiller557, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Hedge, RuneScythe9852, Hunter Norman, Stephen Bingham, Dash of Evergreen, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Ponyman, Tall Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brethren Mordred, Ron and Wandering, Run to Prison Man Guy, Easy, Skyochia, Leslie Prickett, Jordan Peterson, CrimsonKizNA9, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Needs a Life, Milan Bihenek, and many more legendary people. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.